The next patient is Tracy Williams. The last name is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Fifty-three-year-old white female patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, that is referred to this office for proteinuria. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, more than 20 years. And she has coronary artery disease, recently admitted to the hospital where a cardiac catheterization was done to evaluate the chest pain that was the reason for the referral. The patient cardiac catheterization disclosed a patent stent that had been placed during the first catheterization, and the patient didn't have any other significant disease. Continuous medical management was recommended, period. In view of the presence of chest pain and back pain, the patient underwent a CT angiogram of the chest that fails to show aneurysm or pulmonary embolism, period. The diabetes mellitus has been poorly controlled, and the patient thinks that there is interference between von Willebrand disease. Von is V-O-N. Willebrand is W-I-L-L-E, B like in boy, R-A-N-D, disease, and hemoglobin A1C. But after reviewing the chart, the patient has been always with a blood sugar that has been elevated and the hemoglobin A1C above 10. The patient has a retinopathy that is most likely associated to diabetes. She has gastroparesis, and she also has a severe hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol determination that was more than 320 milligrams per deciliter. The patient has been taking rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Period. When we evaluated the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine has been between 0.8 milligrams per deciliter to 1 milligram per deciliter. The estimated GFR is above 80 mLs per. The estimated GFR is higher than 60 mLs per liter. The retroperitoneal ultrasound is unremarkable. At this point, and without the urinalysis and or the quantification of protein in the urine, it's difficult to complete the assessment, but the most likely situation is that this patient has a diabetic nephropathy associated to a poor controlled diabetes. We are going to order the pertinent lab. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient claims that the blood pressure has been under better control when she is at home and she gets readings of 130 over 80, 130 over 85. I am requesting the patient to have a blood pressure log so we will be able to make the adjustments in the therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia out of control. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post PCI to the left anterior descending. Following number, severe periodontal and dental disease. Following number, the patient gives a history of a stroke syndrome. Following number, the patient has an aneurysm in the atrial septal wall in the brain. That is followed by the specialist. Paragraph. We are going to reevaluate the case right after the laboratory workup is available. Following number and paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the hospitalizations, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.